الله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah. We laud Him, beseech His help, and in Him we seek forgiveness, and we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischievousness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leaves he left astray, no one will be able to guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He is alone, He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His abd and His rasul. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear, and do not die except as Muslims. O human beings, fear your Lord created you from one soul, and from that one soul, its mate. And from the two of them, countless men and women spread abroad in multitudes. Remember the wombs that bore you, keep the relations of ties of families among you. For surely Allah is a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct and true. Allah will repair your deeds for you and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has achieved the greatest of successes. As to what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah. And the best guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs in this deen of ours are newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter is an innovation. Every innovation is a going astray. And every astray is in the hellfire. Before we begin, inshallah, we'd like to remind the brothers, inshallah, and the sisters of those things that are disliked, at least, and sometimes reprehensible and forbidden while we're waiting for the salah. And one of them is to make your fingers like this. And we will continue to remind you, فَذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, because a reminder benefits the believers. To have your fingers like this while you're waiting for the salah, no matter what salah of the obligatory prayers they are, this is something that is disliked in Islam, as our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also already informed us. And it's also not permissible to speak to the person sitting behind you or in front of you or on the right or on the left of you. It is not permissible to even extend the salams if they give you the salams. It is not permissible. We'd like to continue, inshallah, with the subject of al-khushu'. Al-khushu' in salah. One of those things, among the things that we mentioned in the past 3 weeks about the khushu' in salah, that will most definitely make the person develop that quality of khushu' and make them khashi' in their salah, is the sticking out of the finger, that thing which many of the Muslims today have neglected. Sticking out the finger on the right hand while you're in jalsa will produce khushu', even though it seems like a small thing. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا هي أشد على الشيطان من الحديد. He said that this thing, this sticking out this point of finger on your right hand in the salah, is more severe and more intense and more tremendous on shaitan than iron, meaning an iron bar. As one of the great scholars of Islam, As-Sa'ati, said in his explanation of the book, which he calls Al-Fath al-Rabbani, he says, أَنَّ الْإِشَارَةَ بِالسَّبَّابَةِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ or عِنْدَ التَّشَهُدِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ, he said that the pointing of the finger in the tashahud of salah أشد على الشيطان من الضرب بالحديد is more severe than an iron bar striking شيطان with an iron bar لأنها تذكر العبد بوحدانية الله تعالى والإخلاص بالعبادة He said, because it reminds the slave of the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sincerity, the purity of sincere intention that the slave should have. This is what it does for you when you look at your fingers, the Prophet did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you point it the way the Prophet instructed us, and you move it, or as some say, you don't move it. Nonetheless, pointing your finger out and looking at it reminds you of the wahdaniya, the tawheed of Allah and ikhlas. And then he continued and he said, وَهَذَا أَعْظَمُ شَيْءٍ يَكْرَهُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْهُ He said, and this thing is the most hated of things to shaitan. And we seek refuge with Allah from shaitan. He said, it's one of the most hated things to shaitan, which is the tawheed of Allah, and you having pure intentions when you stick out that finger. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has instructed us that the right hand goes on your thigh or near your knee and you ball up the three fingers and you make a ring with the thumb and the finger called in Arabic wusta. You take the ibham, the thumb and the middle finger called the wusta and you point out the sababa, the index finger or the pointer finger. It is not permissible for you to just stick your finger out like this without making that form with your hand. To stick your finger out just like this without making that ball with those three fingers and making that ring is in contradiction to the sunnah and is in a violation to the sunnah and you are disobeying Allah and His messenger. But unfortunately, many of us, in violating this injunction, this commandment from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and diminishing our khushu' and our salah, we just languidly, neglectfully, not paying any attention with any consciousness whatsoever, we just stick our fingers out and put it down. The sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his prayer to produce khushu' when sticking out the finger was that he stuck it out at the very first letter that he made of tashahhud. And there are five different types of tashahhud, which we'll talk about inshallah, which is a means of producing khushu'. There are five different types of tashahhud. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not stick his finger out at ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I repeat. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa khairul hadi Huda Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best guidance is the sunnah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. He never stuck his finger out at ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, which most of the Muslims do today. There is no evidence for this from the sunnah, but rather the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stuck his finger out at the very first letter in the word at-tahiyyatu. And he didn't put it down until he said, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah to the right, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah to the left. He did not put it down. He left it out. لَهِيَ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الشَّيْطَانِ مِنَ الْحَدِيدِ It is more severe on the shaitan than an iron bar. Why you want to put it down? Because you're not mindful of who you're praying to. And you're not mindful of the tawheed of Allah. And you're not trying to produce khushu'. You're just going through the motions, ready to get back to work. Or ready to get back to play basketball, or look at TV, or play chess, or to gossip. The salah is the thing that we're going to be asked about on the day of resurrection. Firstly, you're not going to be asked about anything other than the salah. So why are we so neglectful in the prayer? Why are we so unmindful in the prayer? Why are we not trying to produce khushu'? The only way to produce khushu' in the salah is to follow Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the only way, brothers. The only way, sisters in Islam, to produce khushu' is to follow the sunnah from the takbir ila taslim. from the takbir to the taslim of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the instructions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to take your fingers, your pinky and your ring finger, and you make a ball, and then you take the middle finger and you make a ring. And sometimes he didn't make a ring, he held it like this, and he pointed the finger out, and he didn't bend it, and he didn't make a circle with it. He pointed it straight out, and he moved it, as some narrations say, or he didn't move it. Nonetheless, he stuck it out at the first letter, at-tahiyyatu lillah. And he looked at it, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, that he used to look at his finger, and he kept it out until he made taslim to the left, and then he put it down. This produces khushu'. This reminds you of the tawheed of Allah, and it helps you have sincere intention for Allah and purity of thought to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet's companions, as we find in the collection of Ibn Abi Shayba in his book called Al-Musannaf, the collection of Athar from the Sahaba and the Tabi'un, we find that they used to pay attention to the pointing of the finger, as the hadith says, يَأْخُذُ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. They used to remind one another of pointing out the finger. It was so important to the Sahaba that they used to remind one another. If they were neglectful or unmindful, they would go around and remind, did you stick your finger out? Why did you stick your finger out? Stick your finger out. They used to remind each other. Why? Because of the wahdaniyatullah. Because of the tawheed of Allah. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu tayyibat, to the end of the tashahhud. Another way that we can produce khushu' in our prayers, brothers, is to mix up and interchange in the different adhkar and the different ad'iyah. To interchange and to mix up the different zikrs and the different du'a that we make in our prayers. How many times have we seen a person come to the salah, even the imams themselves, and make the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din, without making the dua that the scholars of Islam call dua al-istiftah. Dua al-istiftah. How many times have you, and you know yourselves better than anyone after Allah, how many times have you, sisters, have gone to the salah, whether it is the obligatory prayer or the sunnah prayer or the nawafil prayers, and just made the takbir and went straight to Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen? When Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, I see that you have some short pause and silence after you make the takbir, between the takbir and Alhamdulillah, and this is a proof that you don't say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loud. This is a proof. This narration is a proof against that. He said, I see some silence, I see some sukut between your takbir, Allahu Akbar, and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. He said, what are you saying? What do you say, Messenger of Allah? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Huraira and us after him, that I say, Allahumma ba'id bayn al-qutaya kama ba'idta bayn al-mashriq wal-maghrib. Allahumma naqqil al-khataya kama yunqqal thawb al-abyad min al-danf. Allahumma ighsil bil-khataya Allahumma ighsil al-khataya bil-ma'i wal-thalj wal-barad, aw kama qalahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Huraira that he used to say, O Allah, make my sins far away from me as far as east is from the west. O Allah, cleanse my sins from me like a white thawb is cleansed from dirtiness. O Allah, clean and forgive me. Forgive me of my sins and wash my sins with hail, snow, and rain. Another narration, rain, snow, and hail. This is one of the 15 different types of dua that the Prophet left us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 15 different types of dua that you say after the takbir. But what we do, because we're neglectful, because we're unmindful, because we're not conscious, because we don't care. We don't care of who we're standing in front of. We just make the takbir and don't say anything. Or we'll just say the same dua all the time. And one of the benefits of having so many different types of dua, dua istiftah, the dua for the opening your salah, one of the benefits of it is that you don't become like a machine, is that you don't become like a robot, that your prayer doesn't become mechanical, that you become conscious. One of the other benefits that you gain from this in producing khushu' is that you get the chance to practice different sunnahs, and you don't get locked into one sunnah. Because the person who introduces a sunnah or revives a sunnah that has died is like a person who has a hot piece of coal in their hands, as the Prophet ﷺ told us. So the person that sometimes they say, Allahumma ba'id bayna wa bayna khataya kama ba'idta bayna al-mashriq wa al-maghrib, and then in the next prayer they say, Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha gharuk, and then in the next prayer they say, Allahumma inni wajjantu wajhatu lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal-ard wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen. Then they say in the next prayer the other du'as that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us to say. If the person mixes up their prayers like this, this makes the person conscious of who they're praying to. And then when the person goes to ruku', the person goes to ruku', he just doesn't say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. No, he mixes it up in his salah. Sometimes he'll say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, and sometimes he'll say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim wa bihamdihi, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has instructed us to say. Or sometimes he'll say Subbuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikati wal Ruh. Subbuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikati wal Ruh. This is one of the other du'as the Prophet made in ruku'. Or the Prophet will say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has taught us to say, Allahumma laka raka'atu, wa bika amantu, wa laka aslamtu, to the end of the dua. So this brings consciousness to the person. When the person is thinking about what they're saying, conscious of what they're saying, mixing up the sunnah. When we mean by mixing up, we mean interchanging, and not sticking to one dua. This makes the person more conscious of who they're standing in front of. They're saying to Allah, Allahumma laka raka'atu, O Allah, to you I make ruku. Wa bika amantu, and to you, Allah, I believe. Wa laka aslamtu, and to you I submit. And to you I submit. Khasha'a laka sam'i, wa basari, wa mukhi, wa azami, wa asabi. The person says, and I make khushu' with my hearing, and khushu' with my seeing, and khushu' with my brain, and khushu' with my bones, and khushu' with my arteries, and khushu' with my tendons. وَمَا اسْتَقَلَّتْ بِهِ قَدَمَيَّ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And everything that my feet are carrying with this on this body, everything that my feet are carrying in this body, I make khushu'. If you say these things, brothers and sisters, in your salah, this will bring the tremendousness of Allah's presence in your mind. It will make you more conscious of who you're praying to. You won't rush. You won't be quick to rush to your jobs and to your basketball games or whatever. And if the person, when he comes out of the ruku', he just doesn't come out of the ruku' saying, Sami Allahu liman hamida. But no, he adds to his salah, producing the khushu' by saying the other dua that the Prophet ﷺ said, and the dua that he sanctioned, that was said in his presence, which means they are not bid'ah, because he would not allow a bid'ah to be done in his presence. The Prophet used to say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ, or رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ, or رَبَّنَا لَكَ اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ, or اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ. These are the four ways the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it. رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَرَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. And as the hadith in al-Bukhari says, rahimahullah, that اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ is better than all of them. And then the person adds to that, not just quickly going to the sajda to get back to whatever. He adds to that what the man added, حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the salah was over, he said, "Man al-mutakallimu anifan." Where's the person that said this? He said, "I'm the person who said that." The Prophet said, "لقد رأيت بضعة ثلاثين وثلاثين ملكا." Surely I saw 30 angels. 30 angels يبتدرونها أيهم يكتبها أولا. Surely for what you just said, I saw 30 angels rushing to write down what you said, to see who can write down what you said first. When the person says these things in their salah, brothers and sisters, this helps produce khushur. And remember, as we said last week or the week before, that the salah with no khushur is like a body with no soul. A salah with no khushur is like a body with no soul. And then there are other things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say. مِلْ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمِلْ الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. مِلْ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمِلْ الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. That which fills the heavens and that which fills the earth and that which is in between praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praises Allah. وَمِلْ مَا مِنْ شِتَّ مِنْ شَيْءٍ ضَعْفٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He wills, He can make praise Him. أهل الثناء والمجد. Allah, you are the owner of majesty and greatness. لا مانع لما لعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت. When you give, no one can withhold. And when you withhold, no one can give. This is all after ruku, brothers. This is all after ruku, sisters. After you come out of ruku, there are so many things you can say that are authentically reported from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You don't have to make things up. You can fill in your Swiss cheese salah, fill in those holes in that Swiss cheese salah you've been making by saying what the Messenger of Allah said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the Sahaba or the Tabi'un after them. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he went into the sajda, he would stay in the sajda the time or the period that would take a person to do their salah of today. The time that the person makes their salah today, the Prophet will remain in their sajda. And then he would make dua different from the duas that we're making today. He would make the dua like Subbuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikati Wal Ruh. Or he would say Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la, at least 11 times. Or he would say Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la wa bihamdihi. Or he would say اللهم لك سجدت وبك آمنت ولك أسلمت سجد وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض to the end of the dua, أو كما قاله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Oh Allah, I prostrate my face to you, I believe in you, I submit to you. Brothers and sisters in Islam, if we want to produce khushur in our prayers, we have to be more mindful of those different dhikrs and du'as that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left us. We have to be more mindful of those azkar and those ad'iyah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us, and we should interchange them in our prayers. And you will not be in violation of your madhab if you do this. Don't be fooled and duped by those ignorant people who tell you that you have to say this in your salah because your madhab says this. But follow the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for surely as-sunnah kasafilatun nuh man rakibaha faqad naja wa man takhallafa anha faqad halak. The sunnah is like Noah's ark. Whoever rides it is saved, and whoever jumps off it, they drown. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين وبعد. In addition to this, brothers and sisters in Islam, to produce khushu' in our prayers, because we want prayers that have a ruh. We want prayers that are not empty. We want prayers that have a ruh. We don't want a prayer that is like a body without a ruh, a soul. Also, to produce al-khushur in our prayers, we should interchange in our prayers the tashahhud, that we mentioned in the first part of the khutbah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us. We have a tashahud from Abdullah ibn Abbas. We have a tashahud from Abdullah ibn Umar. We have a tashahud from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. We have a tashahud from Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. And we have a tashahud from Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. You should learn all of them. You should learn all of them. And you should implement them in your prayers, sometimes in the Dhuhr, sometimes in the Asr, sometimes in the Maghrib, in the Isha, in the Fajr, sometimes in the second Rak'ah, and sometimes in the fourth Rak'ah. You should interchange them and mix them up, because this will make you conscious of whom you're talking to. As we mentioned the weeks before, that when a person makes a salah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yunaji Rabbahu." He's having an intimate conversation with his Lord. So we have the tashahud, التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين, to the end of the dua. And then we also have the tashahud, التحيات لله والصلوات لله والطيبات لله سلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. And then we have the tashahud, التحيات وبركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. All the way to the other sect, the fourth and the fifth tashahud. If we are conscious of this in our prayers, this will produce khushu'. And likewise, in the salawatul Ibrahimiyya, alayhi salatu wa salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim, to the end. And also we have Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa ala ali baytihi wa zurriyatihi. And we have the others. And there are about 10 or 11. And Allah knows best. And of special note, brothers, there is no Sayyidina Muhammad in the tashahud. It is not permissible to say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. This is a muhdatha, and kullu muhdathatin bid'ah. Every innovation, every newly invented matter is an innovation. We have no authentic narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said to us to say, Allahumma sayyidina, Allahumma salli sayyidina. This is not part of the tashahud. Get rid of it. Throw it out of your prayers, because the Messenger of Allah didn't tell you to say this. But rather, he taught us to say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, without sayyidina. And it's not permissible for anyone to say one word, one letter in a dua, because dua is from Allah. It is not permissible to say one letter or one word in any dua or zikr that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not instructed you to say. And when one of his companions, whose name was Al-Bara ibn Al-Azib radiyallahu anhu, as he was teaching him the dua that you say before you go to bed, he said, he taught me this dua, and when he got to the end of the dua, which the Prophet taught him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَآمَنْتُ بِكِتَابِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْتَ وَبِنَبِيِّكَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلْتَ. He said, at the end of the dua that the Prophet was teaching me when I was trying to memorize it, he said, and I believe in your book of which you sent down, and I believe in your Prophet of which you sent, but which you commissioned. He said, when I was trying to memorize it, I said, I believe in the book which you sent down, وَبِي رَسُولِكَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلْتَ. And I said the word Rasul. He said, I said the word Rasul. And we all know, brothers and sisters, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a Nabi and a Rasul. What did he do wrong? Did he say anything wrong? He said the Messenger was a Rasul. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, don't say Rasul, say Nabi. This is an evidence for us, brothers, that you can't say anything that you want in your zikr and your dua, because the zikr and the dua is a part of the revelation. But rather you have to say what Allah told His Messenger to tell us to say, and this is recorded in the authentic books of hadith. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us of those who are not languid in our prayers. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us of those who are not unmindful in our prayers. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us of those who are not neglectful in our prayers. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us of those who have khushu' in our prayers. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make our salah as though our salah is the last one every time we make it. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.